catch up on all the Anaheim Ducks action in just 10 minutes or less, right here on Ducks Rewind.
Welcome back to another edition of Ducks Rewind. Anaheim hosted the Colorado Avalanche on Sunday night as the Ducks kicked off their final homestand of the season. In the opening period from Honda Center, it was the Avs who scored the opening 20s lone goal.
Jack Johnson moving in, stops to make a play back out high to Eric Johnson. Tried to throw it in front, bounced off Beaulieu, loose puck in front, they score! J.T. Compher, with his 17th goal of the season for Colorado, puts the Avs ahead 1-0 at 9:45 to play in the opening frame.
In the second period, Colorado doubled their advantage with their second tally nearly 14 minutes into the frame.
Taves, Girard now in front of the net, a backhand shot, they score! Well, with all that pressure, you kind of sense there might be a goal coming. Rantanen will get it. And the Avs increase their lead to 2-0.
With just 4 minutes and 45 seconds remaining in the middle session, Frank Vetrano got Anaheim on the board.
Played by Frank Vetrano. Comes to the line. He did a nice play on a backhand to keep it in. Now shoots. He scores! A nice play at the line to keep it in. He winds up shooting it high and over their goaltender. Francois to get Anaheim on the board for the first time. It's 2-1.
Vetrano's 21st goal of the season, Trevor Zegras and Ryan Strom assisted on the goal. Nearly 3 minutes later, the Ducks tied the game.
2-1 lead for Colorado late in the period. Here's a break for Adam Henrique. One-on-one, he scores! Adam Henrique, a backhand shot along the ice between the legs of Francois. And it's a tie game at 2-2.
Henrique's 22nd goal of the season, Fowler picked up the assist. 2-2 was the score after 40 minutes of play. In the third, the Ducks tallied 2 goals in the opening 7 minutes and 25 seconds.
Moving in towards the net, move to the side board. Being harassed by Comfort. Terry to Vetrano. To the slot, a shot, he scores! Vetrano, let it go! And he gets his second goal of the game, 22nd of the year. And the Ducks have fought from a deficit early to go ahead 3-2. Of Dostal and out in a hurry is Brad Leash in the one-time capital. Here's a feed in front from Grant. A shot, they score! Leeson deflected in the puck. Given to him from the other side of the rink. And the Ducks have a 4-2 lead on Colorado.
Vetrano's second goal of the game and Brett Leeson's 6th of the season. With Anaheim up by 2, Colorado came roaring back with a pair of power play goals.
That was a critical time and as good a penalty killing as we've seen all year. Anytime. Here's Taves to MacKinnon back in front. A shot. They score on a one-time drive by Rantanen off the glove of Dostal. And Colorado strikes quickly. 28 seconds into the minor of Zegras. It's now Anaheim 4 and Colorado 3. Entering the Anaheim end of the rink. Play it for Rantanen. A blast, MacKinnon scores! Oh my! What a shot that was! Circle to the right of Dostal. I'm not sure many goaltenders would stop that. The Avs have tied it with a power play tally at 4-4.
4-4 was the score at the end of regulation. In the overtime period, the Avs tallied their third and final PPG of the night.
Here's Henrique on the draw. Colorado gets it. Devon Taves with a minute to go. An OT, a drive by MacKinnon high off the glass. Picked up by Taves. Played by Rantanen. Stick handling near the goal line. Centers the puck. MacKinnon off to Taves, to MacKinnon, a drive, he scores! Nathan MacKinnon with the game-winning goal with 44.3 seconds left in overtime on a rocket. He's been shooting like that all night long, all season long, and the Avalanche get the winning goal with 44.3 seconds left in overtime. A MacKinnon goal gives them a 5-4 victory.
5-4 was the final score as the Avs went 3-for-8 on the power play. Here's what head coach Dallas Eakin said about Drew Helleson, who made his NHL debut for the Ducks on Sunday night.
You know what? I thought he did really well. I thought he was super calm. He made really simple plays, just move the puck forward. He was quick to make contact in our own zone. I thought he looked really comfortable out there, and you know that's a good night for him. You know, and I think it's always special when a kid's playing his very first game, and you know, another glimmer of hope for our future.
The Ducks will be back in action on Tuesday as they'll host Fan Appreciation Night at Honda Center against the Vancouver Canucks. Puck drop will be at 7 p.m. with the pregame show beginning on Duck Stream at 6:30. That'll do it for this edition of Ducks Rewind.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duck Stream.